Accessing Unlimited Potential with Kathy Vino Davis. Kathy has dedicated her life to the betterment of humanity through public education and holistic health. She is a Reiki master, shamanic practitioner, and energy medicine expert who's here at this time of the Great Awakening to educate, open, and uplift humanity to connect through the power of love to our own divinity. Let's welcome Kathy back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. A little delayed, but we're here. We're back online, and more broadcasts can go through. So we're 10 days late. My original broadcast was for 8:19, and today is 8:29. But I am blessed and grateful to be able to do this and connect with you today. I'd like to start with opening sacred space. To the winds of the south, great serpent Sachamama, wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Show us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, mother jaguar, Otorongo, protect our medicine space. Teach us to live in peace, impeccably. Show us the way beyond fear, beyond death. To the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers, grandfathers, ancient ones, warm your hands by our fire. Whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and those who have yet to come, our children's children. And to the winds of the east, great eagle Wobun, condor Apuchin, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we just dare dream of and teach us to fly wing to wing with the great spirit. And Mother Earth Pachamama, we join in the healing of all your children. The stone people, plant people, four-legged, two-legged, creepy crawlers, thin-furred and winged ones, all our relations. And Father, Son, Grandmother Moon, to the Star Nation of the Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names and you who are the unnamed one, illuminate this space. Guide us all, guide me, and also my listeners so that they may hear the messages that are embedded in the words that come out, that are woven in with the energy that is coming forth. And to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I learn from the lessons I'm given today so I may move closer along the path to becoming a homo luminous being. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm part of the oneness of the omniverse. I now realize that we are only part of the multiverses. We're part of the all. I, along with over 7 billion spirits, have been blessed to participate in Earth's transition and ultimate ascension. I've been blessed to be a communicator, a translator, a clarifier, and a support at this critical time in the history of our planet, guiding and assisting others on their healing journey through gifts I've been blessed with. I am in oneness with all of you, knowing that I am the light, I am the love, I am the truth, I am, as you all are. So I encourage you to continue to repeat this coded message to assist in the upliftment of yourself and humanity. We are all divine beings in oneness with Creator. Millions of us have been selected to be way showers during this magnificent time, lighting the way along the path to ascension. As we each awaken, our higher frequencies will help others come out of their drugged slumber and see the light of love. And I call upon Archangel Michael, bring in the light and lift up the negative entities for all who are listening and those who will hear this message at a later time. Archangel Michael, bring in the light, lift up all the negative entities or energies from everyone. Again, Archangel Michael, bring in the light and lift up the negative entities or energies for all listeners now and those who will hear this at a later time. And this is a prayer that all of you can use to assist in the clearing your energy field or that of others. And I'm reminded of three times. We say things three times because that is a magical number. Again, I'm very hoarse, just as I go to speak. The title today is Our Unique Journey of Self-Discovery. I've been following very generally events that are playing out throughout the world. The chaos, upheavals, weather events, political unrest, wars, protests, volcanic eruptions, hurricanes, flooding. Then I come back to myself and realize that my life and the events that are in my immediate surroundings are really what are playing out in front of me in this transitional time. As the chaos and changes occur in the world beyond, I see this reflected in my own personal realm with myself and those around me. It's not about the big worldwide journey. It's about our own personal journey and how we are moving through this amazing and inconceivable time in our lives and in the history of Earth, this time of ascension. Those events out there are merely happenings that are playing out in other people's lives, just like mine are. Each individual is experiencing their version of particular events that are taking place in their immediate environment. It has never been about out there. What I'm coming to understand is that those things that I'm knowing and seeing beyond me are often triggers for me to explore my own inner being and grapple with things inside of me. This is a new level of understanding for me. In this recent journey of awakening over 4.5 years ago now, I wanted those around me to know what I hear. To know what I know, hear what I'm hearing, see what I'm seeing, and responding to it with acceptance, understanding, or even caring. What I now realize is that most of those around me don't, won't, or can't see what I'm seeing simply because it's not their path on this journey. They're not walking in my footsteps. They're walking on their own path, and it's just as legitimate as mine. What a revelation that has fully opened up for me as I witness those around me in a new way. So many who don't follow what I believe are also on a very positive path of their own. It's unique to them. And yet, they're opening to greater enlightenment just in a different way. My way, my knowing, my beliefs are mine alone. Those beliefs obviously cross paths in many areas with a variety of others, but they are not the same. I don't have a market on the only way. Society and the programming we've been in for eons has been that he, she, or they have the answers and can show you the way. And that is the way you should go. It's been a discovery for me witnessing the diverse paths everyone is on now. Many amazing folks flowing in the same direction, but choosing their unique way of moving forward. In the big picture, there are many healthy ways to eat, many suggested ways to take care of your body, endless suggestions of what you should do, be, or how you should live. Now many or most of those things don't apply to any of us anymore. We are no longer held down or locked in by the rules, the shoulds, the right, acceptable, or best path to take. It's up to us to go within and sort through and shed those old, outdated 3D programs and begin to write our own unique one, to forge our own path, to create a life for ourselves that holds none of those bonds, and to move forward in a way that allows experimentation, change, adventure, in flow with all that we bring in as we follow and stay in the light. Love and self-respect must come first. And then spreading that love outward from our core to all that we are connected with on this planet is next. It's a movement into the oneness of all that is, with a distinct specialty that each one of us possesses. So when we come together to create this new earth, it will be from a place of diversity, variety, newness, and uniqueness that has never been seen before on this planet. That's where humanity is heading on this trajectory of our ascension. As I see things with new eyes and a new understanding and awareness, I'm filled with the excitement of what lies before us. It's been difficult and cloudy for me at times, and I believe many others share my confusion and question all that's playing out before us. Now I'm gaining more clarity and insight about my journey. None of this is by accident, and it's not easy. This past month, I had amazingly wonderful, beautiful, love-filled times beyond what I had dreamed of, or pretty close. But I've also encountered difficult times personally. One is not separate from the other. It's all part of this whole. It's part of the awakening that involves the integration of everything we're coming to know. I'm realizing that we don't need to be aware and understand everything that's going on in this world. We do, however, need to dig deeper into who we are and explore further what we are each guided to be and do at this time as this new earth is unfolding. As we shift our perspectives, our thoughts, and our beliefs, everything shifts. We aren't here now to wait for things to happen outside of us to raise our vibrational frequencies so we'll be moved into a higher dimension. We are meant to go within and find all that we need is waiting there to be uncovered. All of this will unfold as it's meant to be as we vibrate in the frequency of love, and that is precisely the journey that we are on. One channel says it beautifully, and I quote, "The dimension is love. When you are in love, when you are loving what you're doing, and when you're knowing yourself as love, you automatically ascend. You become your higher self. You release all thoughts of separation. You let go of the idea of yourself as a finite mortal being, and you become the timeless, infinite, eternal being that you truly are." End of quote. Note the things that come in. Note the feelings that arise physically, mentally, and emotionally, and open up to all of it, as there are messages and insights in everything we're confronted with. We are constantly being shown and guided in each of these moments in time. Be alert, aware, and open to all that comes your way because it's all about your personal journey. There's so much information that I could share with you. I could talk about the United States Corporation and the movement toward the Constitutional Republic. Or I could focus on the mask-wearing leaders throughout the world who are mandating ridiculous laws that will never come to fruition. What humanity needs to realize is that what we are being shown in the big picture are merely things that could have happened if we had stayed on that dark trajectory. All that is occurring now is to awaken people from their dark slumber so they can see the truth. Excuse me. I'm coming to understand that there are so many things out there to discuss, but none of it is important to each of us on a personal level, especially not now, not at this final phase, in this final phase of our transition. Now, our focus, our growth, our transformation must come from within. And these internal interactions are unique for each of us. No two of us are walking on the same path in this awakening. With this realization and altered viewpoint, I'm finding it easier to be with others who I love and value, but who don't subscribe to my knowing. It's freeing for me and is bringing me more acceptance of those around me. As I open up to hearing how they are seeing and dealing in their life, I'm also learning and seeing the world from a wider, more varied perspective. As a result, I'm growing in my spiritual development. Saint Germain shares a very powerful message about this time. And I quote, at the heart of this transformative process lies a deeply personal and introspective journey for each individual. As the timelines coalesce, people are presented with the opportunity to navigate towards the timeline that best aligns with their innermost desires, aspirations, and potential. This journey of inner discovery and spiritual growth is not only profound, but also empowering, as it allows individuals to tap into their highest selves and manifest a reality that is in the perfect resonance with their well-being and fulfillment. There will be no aspect of you that will remain within the lower dimensions. As this convergence unfolds, it symbolizes a profound metamorphosis for each person, signifying the integration of all fragmented aspects of oneself into a harmonious an elevated state of being. That says it all. That says it all. We are going to see all that we've ever known and experienced, and that is going to add to our wholeness, our oneness, and from there, we move on to create more the essence of who we want to be. I'd like to share some personal issues today. Because my work is based upon helping others, it's been very difficult to tell others when I'm having problems. that I realize sharing my understandings, discoveries, and reflections might offer insight to some of you facing your personal challenges. I accept that dark energies exist, and I've been clearing various levels of these low-frequency energies for years through my work with Reiki and shamanic practices. I've witnessed how various dark, heavy energies can debilitate a person emotionally, mentally, and or physically. Also, I'm well aware that as a light worker, I attract the dark, like a moth to a flame. Well, nearly 3 weeks ago, I experienced an attack overnight that caused leg pain that was unexplainable in 3D terms. Several dark energies hit me, and I wasn't able to walk and move around without severe pain. Now, I've struggled with knee pain, mainly in my right leg, for a very long time, and it has ramped up several times over these past 4 years to a point where I can't walk for days, a few weeks, and then I'm fine. This time, though, being on a higher level, understanding these energies more and more, being shown more and more, I discovered there were some very dark energies causing this pain. And through ceremony and prayers that I've more recently, maybe the past 6-8 months or so, I removed 4 dark entities. The damage is done, though. So now I'm working on healing. This is happening partially because as a light worker, I'm a target for the dark. But there are also other deeper reasons as to why this is happening. And I'm seeking to understand what's behind this so I can find the clear low-frequency energy that I'm holding. So much is coming up for everyone now due to the powerful energy that's been emanating from Source, our central sun, numerous portals, etc., that I've named. As things surface and we're faced with challenging times in this process, there are many things that can help heal or clear the issues or situations. For one, I always call on a variety of other dimensional beings, my guides, my ancestors, my higher self, the archangels, the ascended masters, my galactic family and friends, great spirit, and so many more. There's no one place or being who's the right one. Find what you resonate with and go from there. You may get ideas from other people or writings, but it's vital you make them your own by picking and choosing what resonates with you and altering it to fit you personally. Going into meditation or opening up to guidance, you might ask, what am I learning? What am I knowing about this? What might this be connected to? How can I grow from here? As I'm exploring my present situation, more clarity is coming in to help me understand. We also want to consider that most of humanity has had countless lives on Earth prior to this incarnation. And that energy is often buried deep within our cellular memory from these times. And that's work that Reiki taps into in different various sessions. You don't have to know what it's all about. Talk therapy isn't needed. But if you're open, you'll receive important messages that will cast light onto how things from the past are replaying in this life that can help you heal this cycle. Being in a position of assisting others in this healing journey, I felt that through my work, I dealt with most of my issues and released a great deal over these nearly 20 years. I've delved deeply into so much of what has taken place throughout my life, identifying and clearing many areas and issues. So I did come to a time when I figured, okay, I've done the work, I'm good. Yeah, well, however, I am now admitting that in this phase of my journey, this final letting go is occurring on a much deeper level, well beyond this present lifetime. Each of us are traversing our own journey, so no two experiences are the same. One of my issues is presently affecting my physical movement. There's so many possibilities as to the reasons for this. I question, why my right knee? What is that showing me? Also, I consider that just maybe at this moment, I'm being forced to be more sedentary, to be more grounded, so there's more opportunity for introspection. There isn't just one definitive answer here. I also understand that pain is the physical reaction to fear. The way I'm approaching my healing is by seeing and acknowledging this deep well of fear that is coming up for release. I recently listened to one of my QHHT session recordings, and that's quantum healing hypnosis technique. I was reminded of one very profound past life. Although I did wonderful work, I lived under a great deal of fear for my well-being. This fear is what I believe is manifesting in part as the pain in my leg. I'm visualizing it in a new light, seeing and accepting how difficult those fears must have been. I'm reframing it in a light of the past and the 3D world and Earth School with a clear message that this pain is no longer needed now. I keep sending out the message when I'm meditating that there is no longer a need to fear. I've done this on and off for several nights now, and the pain is dissipating more and more each day as this fear slips away. But I will tell you that on and off, some days and some nights, it ramps up exponentially. And I believe that's connected to the work that I'm doing with the crossing of the dark energies. It's taken me a long time to get to this point of understanding, of realization. The surface stuff was released over time. But now we're in the final stretch. These higher frequency energies pouring in now are dramatically more powerful. This is bringing each of us deeper and deeper into our beings, clearing out much more of what has been hidden from us. A channeling from Adama Telos, and Adama is from the underworld. There's a group of civilization that you'll eventually hear about that is living in inner earth, in a beautiful inner earth, by the way. And you might think about Admiral Byrd and his stories. Well, he confirms that the time of healing work on the surface is over. Now deeper regions of your history are being exposed. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. because your inner liberation lies solely in the fact, go the path of healing to the end. End of quote. I always talk about what's going on astrologically, energetically, above and around us. And one powerful event that has had a dramatic effect on us was the Lion's Gate on 888. This gateway allowed higher energies to come into our planet. This actually began on the 7-7 portal. And I believe it is still having an effect on Earth, maybe for a few more days. This is all about bringing humans, animals, plants, and even minerals to the next level of awakening. So much of what we're feeling is our bodies integrating and adjusting to ever higher vibrational frequencies. This is the ascension of Gaia, Mother Earth, along with all of us who are ready to move. Each cosmic event that happens is all about moving to the next level, bringing in these higher vibrational frequencies that are moving humanity and nature ahead in their awakening process through the fourth and into the fifth dimension and beyond. In a channeling, Shoshana shares insight, and this is with the one who serves, another channel I've been listening to for several years. She shares insight into the Lion's Gate, and I quote, "There is a purpose of significance to that which it has been given this name, you see. You must see what a lion is. What is a lion on your planet? What does it signify? It signifies power. It signifies respect. It signifies majesty. It is the king, you see. So we will tell you that this particular opening, this portal that has brought this energy to your planet, the energy of majestic respect, power, that you would take domain and command over your existence, your life, you see. That is what it is bringing to your planet, that you recognize the sovereignty of your being, that you take your place on this great earth as the kings and queens that you were meant to be. Namaste." End of quote. Well, after reading this, that channeling, I began adding new thoughts to my meditative and healing messages. I'm in charge of my being now. I'm in control of my thoughts, my choices, my words, and my actions. I can let this pain, which is my old fears encapsulated, leave me now. I'm safe. I'm loved, valued, and supported by my higher self, my guides, and many others. I call into all to assist me at this critical time, knowing I'm not and have never been alone. This is where I'm at in my personal journey. It's not an easy road all the time, but there are other aspects of my life that are bringing me great joy and have exponentially offset any difficulties in my days. It's vital for me to reach into those wonderfully positive emotions to help me keep my frequencies high as I'm challenged with releasing some huge fears that I've carried within for a very long time. And before I go on, people, I want to tell you, most especially this month, and I'm hearing from very close friends and some clients, and I've been doing a lot of remote clearing for for them now. Across the board, I'm getting the word exhaustion. Everyone is exhausted. And I'll be talking about that in the Schumann resonance in a moment. I'm hearing about pain, and I'm finding that these dark energies, demonic stuff and negative stuff is hitting these people. And that's what I can do. I can help them clear it. Who has severe pain that came back in her jaw? Who has, I can't even think to get through the next 10 minutes of my job. I can't make sense of any directions I'm given. I go into another room and I forget why I walked into the room. What am I supposed to do? This is happening, people, to everyone. So if it's happening to you, I want you to know you are not alone. This is real. This is all real. And it's not, I have to go to the doctors to fix this. That's not what it is. Because if it were, I would be at the doctor and I would have fixed my knee a long time ago. That's not where the answer is. The answer is with the clearing and the praying and the raising your vibrational frequencies higher and higher to go beyond this dark and this negative and to call on others to help you clear this dark and negative energy, because these energies are coming up and they're glomming on, they're clamping on to those of us who are in the light. So I want to continue. An additional thought came about what I and others like me are going through. Some of us are in the forefront of this journey to the light. So we are affected more dramatically and powerfully, and that's been very clear in the channels for a very long time. We might be experiencing a more difficult time, and many are attacked by the dark because we are in the lead of this planetary shift and awakening. All of these low, negative, demonic, dark energies are being removed from our planet. And as that happens, they're desperate. And they're attacking us for the louche and the fear that feeds them. And that is a truth. Like metaphors I've used before, we're the icebreakers, breaking the ice to open the waters for those following behind. Or hacking our way through the jungle, making a path so others may follow through more easily. So just be aware that for some of us, our personal journey might be more difficult in some ways than for others through this time. Again, we're reminded that each one of us is on our own unique journey, and call out for help when you can. And I'm still doing, I do a great deal of remote work now, a great deal. And I am readily available. All the info you can find on newsforthesoul.com. Another channeling has explained why all these energies are affecting us so much, and I quote, "This energy may be making you feel very tired because all bodies process this energy. They use it to do the whole internal procedure of cleansing and purification. Take advantage of all these energies from the portals 8-8. Immense amounts of energy have been opened to the planet. From the galactic center, there was a great synchronization to help humanity at this time," end of quote. And remember, this was not just 8-8. This portal was an 8-8-8. We are transmuting, cleansing, and reconfiguring ourselves. So it's critical to understand the intensity of this process that for many is causing physical, emotional, or mental discomfort. This brings clarity to me of why my leg pain happened to me on August 5th. All of the old, all of the negative emotions, all of the underlying beliefs that were deeply ingrained into our beings are coming up to be cleared and healed. This is no small feat for humanity. But if we understand what is happening, it will be easier to positively respond to this huge process. We are ascending, people. And this is not a stroll in the park. So some of that dark, some of that heavy is also coming from within, from our past lives and the things that we had deeply hidden. We're encouraged to meditate to assist us in this clearing. I'm making a point of getting outside daily if possible, sitting in the sun, walking barefoot on the land, and absorbing all the positive energies from my healing woods environment. I visualize the powerful energy coming into my crown chakra from source and envision nature's healing energy bathing my entire being. I picture the negative energy in my being flowing out of my feet and then being absorbed by Mother Earth and transformed for good. Meditation and prayer are very important and extremely powerful. And I don't mean those rote meditations that we learned in the 3D world. Use your own words, use your own thoughts, and trust whatever you say aloud or think to yourself is exactly the right thing to be thinking and saying. When we do these things of meditating and praying, we're attracting loving, healing light into our bodies and our hearts. This doesn't require all to walk in the woods, although that is an ideal. Meditation is possible anywhere, and these processes can be imagined in the mind to have an equally positive effect. Guided imagery is a very potent tool to utilize, bringing us into any loving, healing environment that we choose to create. As I was in the process of writing, what, it's been a week and a half now ago, I reached a point on that Saturday of total exhaustion. And I didn't have the energy to continue. I know I must have gone upstairs, and I'm assuming I crashed. I often, when this happens, I leave, literally. Mind goes elsewhere, and I'm gone for usually 2 hours. It doesn't seem to exist to surprise me. Well, when I looked at the Schumann resonance, it was no surprise that the Earth's heartbeat was reaching peaks of nearly 70 to 80 hertz since the previous day, much higher than the average resonance of, what, 7.83 hertz, with these peaks lasting 3 to 5 hours at a time. It makes total sense on why I've reached points of exhaustion, why you are experiencing the same thing. All is affecting us in so many ways, and the best way to navigate it is to focus on ourselves and our moment-to-moment needs. And those who have the luxury to stop and take a nap, do it, if it's possible. I'm still getting over my guilt of napping in the middle of the day. I did receive a great deal of information that explained the 7.83 hertz that was the norm when Earth was slumbering in the third dimension. But now she's awake and consciously raising her vibrations. Remember, Schumann resonance is the Earth's heartbeat. Mother Earth has come so far in her ascension and has shown major signs of shifting into the higher fifth dimension and surging up into the seventh dimensional frequencies. This process is being termed an energetic purification. and is a powerful force, bringing about great changes for Earth and humanity. And like I said, the animals, plants, minerals that are here. And we are being encouraged to, and I quote, be swept away by the pure love light energies of change, knowing that they are leading you higher in the light of the infinite creator, end of quote. One channel was really clear and speaking, so now this has been a while, 2 weeks now, spoke of this process that started on August 15th at 71 hertz. The 16th was 75 hertz. The 17th was 60 hertz. The 18th was 75 hertz. And I'm trying to think when I was writing, that was the 17th, I guess. Yeah, that was the 17th when I was writing that day. The 19th with 47 hertz. The 20th with 59 hertz. The 21st reached 86 hertz. The 22nd reached 89 hertz. And the 23rd, at the time of writing, there was a blackout indicating another high frequency day. And I'm sure this is continuing with these spikes occurring on and off. But just to let you know, that was how many days? 9 days straight of high resonance, extremely high frequencies. And I want to give you a quote. This surge will initiate the elimination, dissolution, and dispersal of all unnecessary energies that may be lingering within your mind, emotions, being, and most definitely your reality. It will bring forth transformation, encouraging you to let go of anything that no longer serves your highest good. This powerful surge of energy is a beacon of light, illuminating the corners of your inner world where doubts and fears reside. As it flows through you, it sweeps away the fear and doubt, creating space for love and purpose to blossom, end of quote. We can visualize it similar to the way I've described Reiki energy. It's like a cleansing river and is washing away all the accumulated debris of our past that no longer serves us. We are in this purification process, confronting aspects of ourselves from this and past lives that we've suppressed and ignored. As all this surfaces, we can finally see, acknowledge, and release what no longer aligns with our true nature. Well, people, this final phase is well underway. From all that I'm reading, the surge will continue, and more chaos will be coming forth in these next weeks that may last for a few months. This peak is not a one-day or a one-week event. I'm sorry to say. It's going to be lasting longer. But this is it. This is the phase, and we're in it. There's no other way. We are in it. It's a process. There are no magic buttons to be pushed, but in actuality, the magic is evident everywhere. If we choose to remain in the light with love being the only perspective we hold on to, but it is undoubtedly the most challenging yet amazing time to be living upon this earth. And we've consciously chose and been chosen to be part of this inconceivable ascension process. We are leaving a lot of the world behind as we come into ourselves. We are powerful beings in oneness with Creator. There's no longer any place for fear to reside. And I will tell you, some of it slipped in yesterday. I could feel some anxiety and something nudging. I really felt off, and I checked, and it was negative entities. So I call on Archangel Michael to release it. That's how I use Archangel, that prayer. So please make use of these prayers, or make up something similar that resonates with you. But they do work, okay? And those of you hearing this message have been called upon to assist in leading humanity through this very challenging final phase of our transition into this new earth that awaits. We are unique beings in this magnificent time, opening up to who we really are, rethinking and recreating ourselves so we can bring forth a world that we want to live in, filled with harmony, peace, compassion, abundance, and unlimited love. No wonder I first heard and have repeated it many times. We are the ones we've been waiting for. It is with each one of us that this ascension is occurring, people. Don't fear what is to come. Natural events may occur in the form of earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and floods. As Mother Earth works very hard to regain and maintain her biodiversity, all that is occurring, both naturally and in other areas of our lives, is part of the process of the old collapsing. So we can rise out of the ashes like the phoenix to build our new earth. I want to add that yesterday, or last night I should say, August 28th, there was a planetary alignment with Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus. They say Neptune, but I'm thinking it's Pluto and Saturn. Pluto's the one I'm more familiar with. And they were all visible in the night sky at the same time. Although they looked like they were close in a line, they each have their own circuit. What do I want to say? They travel in their own orbits. But that was what they looked like. I saw a little bit. I didn't see all of them up though. And this too provides for specific energy of the planets to gather, to heighten and direct the energy around and upon us. Again, affecting us in endless ways. And you can explore what this alignment brought in for you, and it's called a planetary alignment or parade of the planets, something like that. One interesting thing that I was reminded of, I came across it someplace, is that we are electromagnetic, and the sun is electric, and the earth is magnetic. When we pray and meditate, we strengthen the connection between heaven and earth, and obviously our connection to our divinity as humans living upon the earth. We are the conductors. What we're doing right now is merging matter with spirit. That's what this ascension is about. I've spoken of this before. And when I heard that, how wonderful it was to be reminded of that. We have been doing such important work with ourselves. We are so much more aware of who we are and how we fit into the spiritual world of Mother Earth and nature. We're coming to know that everything is connected and every living thing has a soul that needs to be valued, honored, and respected. We are part of this oneness. And just by sending love and light to Mother Earth and all that is residing here, We are doing so much to bring about the changes necessary for our ultimate ascension. And people, I was in a hardware store earlier this week, and every single person that walked by or I interacted with in some way was friendly, offered to help, light, smiling. I've never had that happen before. These are the things we could note and say, yeah, wow, I see it. And I'll tell you, hardly any mosquitoes this year, and I can count on one hand, 5 ticks. Last year were swarms, 5 ticks this year. And there was, there was one, nothing for several months, and then one last month. That was it. It's changing. Everything's changing. So watch. Attend. It's awesome. I want to leave you with a message from Saint Germain, and I quote, as you navigate this fluid landscape of transformation, you are also confronted with the realization that the future is not a distant realm separate from your present reality, but rather an integral part of your current existence. Your actions today ripple outwards, influencing the course of events yet to unfold. This awareness imbues each moment with a sense of significance and responsibility, urging you to act mindfully and purposefully in all situations. And he goes on to say, as you move higher in light, you will not be leaving any aspects of yourselves within the lower dimensions. All versions of you are ascending. As your timelines merge, you will begin to experience greater clarity and wisdom within the present moment. As each timeline gives you the knowledge and wisdom obtained within. All of you throughout all existence will merge into become your one higher self. End of quote. I leave you with a smile and let me close sacred space. Sachimama gratitude, Avarango gratitude, Ancient Ones gratitude, Wolfen and Apuchin gratitude, Pachamama gratitude, Father, Son, Grandmother Moon, Great Spirit, thank you for bearing witness and being part of this time and place. And I leave you all in love and light. Hold on tight during the storm and trust all is well. Namaste.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.